and windy, and everything that flies. It's all about the race, and it's everything we know. Full down throttle, welcome to the show. Race day rock, it's your speedway report now. Race day rock, it's your facts from the tracks. Race day rock, it's the speedway report now.
Speedway Report is produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. The NHRA opens their season in Pomona, California. We have results from the Winter Nationals times three from the drag racing world and the dirt tracks in Florida. And if you see motorsports transporters heading down I-95, well, you know what time of year it is. All this and more. Welcome to Speedway Report on this Valentine's Day Eve, Monday, February 13th, 2017. Don't forget, fellas, that's right. Happy reminder from me to you. We are live from the shores of Lake Norman in Race City, USA, Mooresville, North Carolina. I'm Patrick Reynolds, and thank you for joining us tonight from the North Myrtle Beach ZRN Studios. Producer Jeff Gilder is giving us four tires and fuel for our run to the checkered flag at the top of the hour. This is the fastest half hour in racing. A big hello to everyone joining us on Racers Reunion Radio. We are also heard on SpeedwayReport.com and RacersReunion.com. We're also streaming on Facebook Live and the Racers Reunion site. Head on over to the Facebook page. It's called Speedway Report with Patrick Reynolds, or you can head to RacersReunion.com and you can watch our TV broadcast there. By the way, if you are on our Facebook page, Speedway Report with Patrick Reynolds, we do appreciate you very kindly. Give us a little like. We like the like clicks there. And our broadcasts are archived at SpeedwayReport.com. The top ribbon has the TV button so you can watch back episodes anytime. And to round out social media, you can tweet me directly at SpeedwayPat. Welcome to all of you at the new Racers Reunion website, retooled, rebranded, and doing some nice things on the air. I want to say hello to everyone in the chat room over there. I see Danny Whitener is with us. Larry Urey has joined us. Thomas Warren, Barb is with us. Bill Pratt joined us, and I found some other folks up there. Yeah, Bill Pratt earlier. Who else we got? Jack Red joining us. Welcome, everyone, one and all. And our good friend Leo down in South America. Love you, Leo. Usually tunes in every week, either catches us live or a podcast, one of our archive show. Hello to everyone down there in Brazil and south of the border. Our victory lane lap for this mid-February Monday begins us with the Pomona, California running of the Winter Nationals NHRA season opener. Yes, race season is upon us. Circle track guys still waiting for Daytona. The straight liners, they're ready. They're off and running. They're happy they're here, and they're watching the Christmas trees already. Top fuel yesterday was taken by Leah Pritchett. Funny car run by Matt Hagen, and in pro stock, Jason Line was the opening season champion. They'll be rerunning again, I believe, February 26th in Phoenix, Arizona for event number two. On to the dirt tracks. The Lucas Oil Late Models open their season at Golden Isle Speedway in Waynesville, Georgia for a doubleheader, the Super Bowl of Racing. Friday night's feature and $10,000 was won by Brandon Overton. And on Saturday night, they upped the purse a little bit, 60 laps, $12,000 to win. Josh Richards takes the checkered flag and holds the trophy high. Keeping with the dirt down south, the East Bay Raceway in Florida opened up with their what? You guessed it right, the Winter Nationals. Modified race on Wednesday night was won by Kyle Strickler, on Thursday night by Kevin Adams, and on Saturday night by Jeff Matthews. Now, the Lucas Oil Late Models we just spoke of, they are racing there tonight for their first of six straight events. Now, let's go on over to the Bubba Raceway Park, also in Florida, for what? You guessed it, the Winter Nationals. The All-Star Sprints ran a triple header last week, and on Thursday night, their season opener was won by Donnie Schatz. On Friday night, Schatz took the checkers again, and on Saturday night, Kerry Madsen prevented Schatz from taking a three-night sweep down at Bubba Raceway Park. both East Bay and Bubba will continue their dirt track action throughout the next couple of weeks pretty steady. On the pavement at New Smyrna Beach, Florida, the Super Late Models ran the Orange Blossom 100 on Saturday night. Jeff Choquette was the winner there. And in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, a little bit closer to home for me and the Zeus Studios, the Myrtle Beach Speedway ran the Icebreaker, where the Northern Tour-type NASCAR Modifieds ran a 50-lap feature race. Doug Kobe was the winner there. Kobe, the defending champion of the NASCAR Whelen Modified Tour. And the late model stock car 125-lapper went to Lee Pulliam with some outstanding racing in that event as the feature race of the day. Kobe and Pulliam, yeah, we'll brag a little bit. We've had them both as guests on the show here in the past. Now, let's get to this week's rants, which I found not one, but two things to talk about. Let's begin with this. Social media and internet presence for speedways, racetracks in general. You just heard Victory Lane Lap. We do that every week here on the show. Give you results, give you some highlights, top stories, hot topics, what have you, from the world of racing. We go from Major League Racing, IndyCar, Formula One, NASCAR's Touring Series, drop down to the short tracks, regional touring series, even some local racing, the Saturday night action. We rely a whole lot of our time, rely a whole lot of our information as well on, what is it? The magic box right here, the internet. And social media and internet presence for all these groups, tracks, sanctioning bodies, what have you. Call them what you will. But there's just so many from grassroots tracks all the way up to super speedways. There are a lot of gaps still to be filled on the internet, websites, and just social media that are very dependent. A guy like me, really dependent on just clicking, getting some information. All that information does not just come in here magically. I got to go chase it. A lot of it is real easy to find. For instance, if you didn't catch the race Sunday afternoon for the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series event, yes, I have been practicing saying that. If you have didn't see the race, but you need the results or what happened, real easy to find. The right people on Twitter, NASCAR.com, JSki.com, so many other sites out there, popular sports sites. Those are easy to find. IndyCar, Formula One, you go to their sites, and there we go. I'm going to use one track for an example here. That was a very difficult time for me. And I'm not picking on this track, but I'm just using them as an example because they're not the only one in the world that does this. But I'm going to talk about the New Smyrna Speedway, which I am a big fan of and look forward to visiting there next week when I go down to Daytona for Speed Weeks. But I looked for a long, long time to try to figure out simply who won their Orange Blossom 100 on Saturday night. As of this afternoon, Monday afternoon, I go to New Smyrna Speedway's website, and their next event coming up was still the February 11th Orange Blossom 100. Today is the 13th, and the last time I checked the site, it was after 2 o'clock on Monday afternoon, and there were no results from the race. There was none whatsoever. For all I know, it did not happen. I really had to search around for this. Option was Speed 51. Speed51.com, excellent coverage of regional short track racing on the pavement and the dirt. They cover a lot of events live, some of them on Speed 51 TV, some of them with their trackside coverage as well. They're a boon to short track racing. I wanted to look at still who won the Orange Blossom 100. So I tried Speed 51's trackside coverage, their website. They did not have a story about the race up yet. I don't know if they will or they won't, but there was no actual story, as far as sentences and paragraphs about the race. However, there was their trackside coverage where you can get. I think a lot of our audience has been there, the play-by-play, have you will, almost like a mini Twitter feed of the event. Of practice has started, 5 minutes into practice, so-and-so is fast. Now here's the latest practice times. They'll go right through a day at the racetrack, through qualifying, through the feature events, through the main events, tell you who won. The problem here is that if you go after the fact to Speed 51, pull up their website, they will have a page, and they will begin just as I described it to you, with gates opening, haulers are being parked, cars are being unloaded, hello from XYZ Speedway. Well, they did that for the Orange Blossom 100. Then I had to go to the bottom of that page, and it only went, you know, a few minutes. Well, their coverage started in the afternoon. This feature race was run at 7 or 8 o'clock Saturday night. You had to keep pulling up pages and reloading them and reloading them and reloading them. And I had to go chronologically throughout the day. Myself, by choice, I did not feel like doing that. I did not want to keep reloading pages. So I went to the good old Google machine, and I simply went Google searches for Orange Blossom 100, Orange Blossom 100 results, New Smyrna Speedway results, thinking some other local media, newspaper, magazine, some other form of online sports coverage would have this. What I did pull up, as we look at February 13th, again, as a reminder, and the race was February 11th, is I got preview stories from the last week of guys that were entered in the race, teams that were looking forward to the race, or stories about the race from years past. 2012, I could get the results from the Orange Blossom 100. 2013, I could get the results. I'll be darned if I still did not know who won the race from Saturday night. So I looked on social media. Let's go here for New Smyrna's Twitter account. No results. You guessed it. Still no results of who won this race on Saturday night. Now, they had several promotions for their upcoming World Series, which is a good thing. They had several promotions up there for the upcoming Orange Blossom 100. That's a good thing. But no results of what happened or did the race even take place. I don't know yet. I hop on over to Facebook, the New Smyrna Speedway Facebook page. Finally, I have the results. Now, there was three or four support classes as well on Saturday night under the super late models. I know all the winners there as well, but I don't know any results beyond who won the races. I really don't. And this was, as I said, afternoon on Monday afternoon from a Saturday night race. I finally had to go to Facebook. I know the winner. I have no idea who ran second. I finally did find a complete rundown at a website called racemonitor.com. I'll give them a plug, race-monitor.com. They had the results start to finish of the Orange Blossom 100. Simply put, this was the entire effort and work that I had to put into to just to find out who won the race on Saturday night at New Smyrna Speedway. Guys, tracks, racers, please, you're looking for sponsorship. We're trying to move the sport forward. Today's day and age, the way NASCAR is beating this thing down at the top level, the short tracks cannot rely on the trickle-down theory and ride the coattails of the national series of Cup, Xfinity, and trucks. The short tracks need to seriously pick up their game. Simply a website. I shouldn't have to go to Speed 51 or check your social media. The first place anybody should go for results is be your particular website. New Smyrna Speedway, as of, what was it, 2 o'clock this afternoon, I still don't know of any idea if the Orange Blossom 100 was ever run on Saturday night if I just relied on your on your Speedway's website. Now, here we are, 2017. People are tweeting live. It's live action as far as social media and the information age. We just pick up one of these right here. This keeps us live and up to date. I know you want people to go to your track and buy a ticket. I agree with that. I understand that. And there's a lot of people, you know, forming plans for and against that and what have you with phones and live reporting and things of that nature. But I'm looking at for a story on Monday, or at least a list of results on Monday as to what happened Saturday night. You really should have the results up. Now you're kind of handicapping me or a lot of media folks that do want to report the results of your Speedway, want to get your name out there, want to talk about super late models. I'm having a devil of a time getting information on you. New Smyrna Speedway, I wish you'd do a better job, and I'm not picking on you. I'm offering you constructive criticism on this. Love your facility, love your place, and I'm looking forward to visiting the World Series next week there when we go down to Florida for Speedway Report. they're not alone in this factor as well. Let's go to the East Bay Raceway. Dirt track, also down there in Florida. West Coast, on the other side of the state. You heard me list the modified winners a little while ago. Wednesday night, Saturday night. Where was Friday night? I skipped right over that in the victory lane lap. I don't know if you noticed it or not. Why did I skip over that? I'll be darned what happened there on Friday night. Again, Monday afternoon, I'm on East Bay's website from last week looking for results. I have a Wednesday story, a Thursday story, and there is no Friday story. There is a Saturday story. What happened on Friday? Did they race at all? Were they hit by a meteor? Were they rained out? Did they race and they forgot to put it up? I don't know. But in 2017, when we have the world of information right at our fingertips, speedways that are looking to do their competitors justice and their track sponsors justice need to be better on their game with information. I'm not asking you to cover the race live online and give people a reason or an excuse to stay away from your facility. I'm looking for results on a Monday for a Monday auto racing talk show from races that happened Friday and Saturday night. That is not too much to ask at the short track level. It's inexcusable at the major league level. And gosh, even East Bay or New Smyrna, if you put up a name and says, Jeff Choquette wins the Orange Blossom 100, story coming soon, story to follow. Then if you get the details out, you know, within the next 24 hours. But on Monday, when you don't even know if the race has been run, you can't really be crying to us while you're not having difficult finding sponsorships. If you get your news out there a little bit better, you could toe the line a little bit better. Even in the short track world, the racers and fans deserve better in 2017. Next rant for the evening, I'm going to go out to the Daytona International Speedway. I am going to pick on Daytona a little bit. I know there's other factors involved here that don't include my best interest, but their own. But I'm going to pick on them a little bit. Again, I have credentials for Speed Weeks, and I am looking forward to visiting the Speedway this coming week for Speed Weeks down there. But all of the night races are battling what I just talked about, the short track races in Florida. Years ago, part of the fun or part of the thrill of going out down there for Speed Weeks was all day at the big track, in the sunshine, in the heat, in the blue skies. If we're lucky, that was the idea. And at night, we went to the short tracks. And that was a big part of that, was that daily mix every day of the International Speedway and the short tracks. Now, we have so many late starts at Daytona and night races at Daytona, they are really, really eating into the short track events. You go look at the Super Speedway. This coming Saturday, we have the ARCA race at 4 o'clock. And the clash will be at 8 o'clock. Sunday afternoon, pole qualifying for the 500, I believe, is at 3 o'clock. So that's not too bad. Then we move further along the week, and we get to Thursday and the Twin 150 qualifying races. They're a 7 o'clock green. Friday night, the truck race, the 250-mile there, that's an 8 o'clock green flag. And then on Saturday, even the Xfinity Series race is a 3:30 green flag. You expect the checkered flag to be thrown probably around the 6 o'clock range. All of those races make people make a choice between, do you want to go to the big track or do you want to go to the short track? It used to be and. You used to go to the big track during the day in the daylight, and you'd think about, which track would I like to go to tonight? This sounds like fun. You're making race fans make a choice. It's an either or. You either have to go to Daytona or go to New Smyrna or go to Volusia County. You can't do both. That's sad. That's just not good for racing when you don't bring the short track folks out to the big track to see big time NASCAR racing, and the big time NASCAR fans can't go to the short track to see some late model and modified action. So I harped on you a little bit, short tracks, and I'm on the first rant. I'm sticking up for you in my second rant. Daytona, you do a great job on the social media and the website and things of that nature, real professional, but I'd like to see more daytime racing, because part of the short track program, that was a big, big part of going to Speed Weeks and enjoying yourselves. Not a rant, but I want to talk a little bit about the icebreaker at Myrtle Beach Speedway, doubleheader for modified and late model stock cars. I love the modifieds. You all know that. I grew up on them. They are my favorite class of race car, but they had one weird show there on Saturday afternoon. The late model stock cars put on the show of the day. I'll admit it. The Fenders got the best of them. A great show with the late models there. Mod race had 14 cars for 50 laps, and they all ran entire conservation mode. Very slow. They were 2 to 3 seconds off the pole speed every lap, and Doug Kobe won it. As he said, man, I always just want to race at pace car speed. I'm not really sure what happened there, but that's what we did. Indy cars were testing in Phoenix, Arizona. Interesting combination here. Chevrolets were quicker in daylight testing, while Hondas were quicker at night. All the top times and during the day taken all by the Chevy teams with their engines and their aero packages. Hondas were quicker at night with their engines and their aero packages. That tells me the Chevrolets have a whole lot more downforce than the Hondas. Daytime, oily pavement track. Track is slicker. Chevrolets have the downforce to make up for it. Sun goes down. The grip comes into the pavement. Now the Hondas are quicker. How does that play out? Well, the Phoenix race is at night, so look for the Hondas to do well there. When you get to the big tracks like that, it may or may not be transferable because they have different aero packages and engines. But all the short ovals like that, yeah, I thought that was very peculiar with the Chevrolets versus the Hondas. J.R. Hildebrand recorded the quickest time overall with the test out in Phoenix. Quick time of the entire 2 days, 19.04, which translates to a 193 mile per hour average around Phoenix. For a stock car comparison, the Indy cars are approximately 6.5 seconds a lap faster than the NASCAR Cup cars. The ARCA haulers or enter the Daytona International Speedway this week on Wednesday. Unload for tech inspection. Their first practice is Thursday. Final practice and qualifying is Friday. The Lucas Oil 200 on Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. The Monster Energy NASCAR Cup haulers enter this Thursday evening. Major League stock car fans, your wait is over. The next Speedway report, we talk to you. We will be chatting about all the action at the Daytona International Speedway. Little quick news here. Mario Andretti will be an honorary race official at the Daytona 500. The Speedway will be celebrating the 50th anniversary of his win in the 500 in 1967. Cody Swanson and Tony Stewart have sprint car rides for the Little 500 on May 27th in Anderson, Indiana. And as we close out the show, it's our annual gratuitous promotion. Speedway Report magnets look good on your fridge, and some stickers, white or black. We'll send you the whole complete package. Just send me your shipping address. You're connected with me through social media, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, Racers Reunion. Send me an address. The stickers and the postage are on us here at Speedway Report. Give us your address, and you got it, my friend. We will get them out to you. In between our broadcasts, keep up on the world of auto racing with our website, speedwayreport.com. Our Speedway Report TV replays are posted on the site at the top ribbon. Just hit the TV button. You can watch tonight's show and archived programs. We also have columns posted from Vicky Miller, Steve Zonger, and Paul Bloffus, including who should be the next short tracker inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame, and who is the greatest race car driver of all time. Have an opinion? Check out SpeedwayReport.com. Big thanks to Jeff Gilder, ZRN, and Racers Reunion for the production work tonight. You can hear more from Jeff and the Racers Reunion family tomorrow, Tuesday, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Racing Through History, or we call it the Goat Rodeo. And don't forget Free Pennington with Making an Impact kicks off tomorrow night at 6:30 Eastern Time right here on Racers Reunion Radio. Thanks to everyone on the Racers Reunion chat room for tuning in. Good to see all of you there tonight. And if you'd like to catch a rebroadcast of Speedway Report or any of the Racers Reunion programs, well, you can catch up by Racers Reunion Radio. We pretty much replay everything 24/7 throughout the week, and then we have every single show archived. I want to thank all of the military, past and present, for the freedoms we enjoy as Americans in our daily life, including the simple things like bench racing right here on a Monday night. Freedom is not free, and a veteran paid that bill for us. To all of the men and women who are defending freedom and watching Speedway Report, take care of yourselves, and come home soon. And a special salute to the teachers, school staff, firefighters, police officers, and paramedics in our own communities. They are quiet and modest heroes every single day. God bless, and thank you. You have been watching Speedway Report from the shores of Lake Norman in Race City, USA, Mooresville, North Carolina. Produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Now don't go anywhere, because BP, JB, and BS are coming up at the top of the hour on Racing and Rockin' with Draglist.com. A reminder to like our Facebook page, Speedway Report with Patrick Reynolds, and follow me on Twitter at Speedway Pat. For Jeff Gilder, I'm Patrick Reynolds. We will be back in 1 week with news from the Clash and ARCA races at Daytona, Florida short track racing, and Speed Week's Hot Topics. Thank you all for joining us on Facebook Live, Racers Reunion Radio, and SpeedwayReport.com. Good night.